This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
On a scale of 1 to I'm not arsed today, how not arsed are you, Dave?
I just CBA, can't be arsed.
Ash?
Yeah, I'm the same. You know what it is? It's like it's Imro's. It's Imro season. We have to tell people what that is.
Yeah, it's the radio awards. We have to put together an entry and
it's just the extracurricular of work, no matter what your thing is. You know, if there's a big board meeting coming up and you just know you do your normal job and then you do loads of extra things as well and it kind of gets on top of you.
And honestly, coming in knowing that you're going to be in for ages and to do that.
We have
listen to yourself. It's fucking awful.
We have a meeting in July that I'm dreading. You know what I mean?
One meeting.
I hear you.
I literally can't stop thinking about it. I'm like, I can't believe it.
But I think it's when you know, no matter what your work is, that you're going to be staying longer than you need to be on that particular day, that you're just like, oh,
it's one of those, it's going to be a tough day today.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long day today. And like, fuck, I don't need that.
Yeah, totally. I want to go to bed.
Honestly.
Anyway, we were much more sprightly on the show this morning. Enjoy listening back and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up,
rise and shine.
Hello, hello, hello. Tuesday, the 18th of June. Emma, Dave and Ashling with you. How are we all this morning?
Good morning.
Well, well, well. Look what we have here. A little radio show, huh?
Look at us. Aren't we great?
Are we brilliant coming into work?
Most breakfast radio shows don't start off with a little bit of a moan. But I'm going to do it anyway.
Oh, of course.
I'm going to do it anyway. It's a Tuesday. It's the worst day of the week.
Yeah, oh yeah. Brilliant.
Didn't get a wink of sleep last night because there is a new creature in my estate.
Oh.
And it's called, well, I'm calling them, night seagulls.
Oh, dear.
I have no idea what the hell is going on in rat mines, but the seagulls have gone insane.
Oh,
really?
Oh, I thought it was going to be a fox. It is actually seagulls.
It is genuinely seagulls.
Okay.
I watched them last night. I had my curtains open about 1 a.m. And the, four of them swooping around.
Going ballistic.
It was the most loud noise.
You'd imagine that they'd have a bit of a kip at that hour of the night, no?
That's what I thought. Would they not be going to sleep? What the hell is going on? This went on. I had to put earplugs in and I woke up at 4 a.m. again because there was one right outside my window and I took them out again. They were still going at it. I have no idea what's going on, if any bird expert knows.
Maybe it's mating season.
That's what I was thinking. But why are you doing it so late, or is this...
Nobody likes to bright.
Yeah. Is this their... turn the lights off.
They're too busy during the day, running around getting chips.
Yeah, I was like, is this their kind of version of the Camden? Is my estate?
I'll meet you there later. Maybe
they're becoming nocturnal because everybody hates them in the day.
But this is what I'm worried about, is they're becoming nocturnal because I'm like...
They're evolving. Yeah.
Because everyone hates them during the day and they're like, right, fine.
Fine then, we'll be nocturnal. See how you like that.
It's so much worse.
So loud.
I was walking down Grafton Street early last week and I saw a pigeon and I honestly got frightened. I was like, you're the size of a large puppy.
Yeah, but the seagulls are worse.
The seagulls,
They're all a bit.
Little mini hippos the size of them. But, oh my God.
A cat could ride on the back of a seagull.
Oh, 100%. I feel like I could. Anyway, if anyone knows how to, stop the seagulls or where to buy a gun.
Come on, bird community, where are you at? Rise up, let us know. What's going on?
5:57, let's do this for Tuesday.
Hit music now.
Beyonce, Miley Cyrus and Two Most Wanted on Spin. Good morning, it's 11 minutes after 7. You are with Emma, Dave and Ashling. How are we all?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lads, the Taylor updates are just going to probably be a bit of a thing on the show between now and next week because it's not long till it's all kicking off at the Aviva Stadium. Friday, June 28th. The excitement is real. That is Friday week, everybody.
Yeah, I'll be home from holidays I'll be home from holidays the day before. And I know town is going to be insane that weekend.
It's going to be
You've got so much going on because you've got longitude as well, obviously.
Yeah.
And then you've got, I'm going
some
to the Saw
Fairview.
Doctors or something in Fairview or something. Yeah,
gigs are on as well.
So the three nights from Friday to Sunday. And I don't know, Dave, just because I was thinking of you when I saw this morning because I know you're not a Liverpool fan, but you are, however, I think all of the football world and those who are not too are Jurgen Klopp fans. He's just...
No.
I was going to say, I don't know if Dave's a Jurgen Klopp fan.
Not a Jurgen Klopp fan at all.
He's the Liverpool manager, I doubt Dave likes Jurgen Klopp.
Not a big fan of Jurgen Klopp at all.
I thought it was pretty universal that he seemed like a very nice guy and was quite funny.
Anyway,
he's got such nice teeth, Dave.
Yeah, such a lovely cap.
He seems like a really nice person.
He does.
He made a big surprise return to Anfield since stepping down as Liverpool manager. He was back there just the other day for Taylor Swift.
No way.
Yeah, he was. And he put a video up to warn people he was going to be there. Posted this message on his Instagram saying, I'm going back to a place I know all too well. And
Very good.
Yeah, I thought that was
fair play to him. That's very good.
He said two things I had to do today. And he went into random detail saying he had a barber's appointment with his guy, Umut. And then they were heading out to Anfield.
So, back in Liverpool. And now it's Taylor time. Let's go to Anfield.
Very
cute.
It's Taylor time. I love
Separately,
that.
Separately, you know the way we spoke before about how the eruption of excitement and movement during these big stadium events with Taylor are causing some mini earthquakes. We've mentioned them on the show before, but obviously she's doing the UK leg at the moment and it's becoming quite a regular occurrence.
Is this a real thing? Like, I can't get over this. I thought you're talking tectonic plates underneath the surface of the earth, not people jumping to Taylor songs.
I know, but the vast majority of them, it's crazy. The British Geological Survey released this new report just the other day confirming earthquake readings were detected around 4 miles from her sold-out shows in Edinburgh and Scotland.
That's mad.
Just over the weekend. They were monitoring stations around Edinburgh during the show and they found a similar semi-symmorphic pattern.
Oh, cool.
When she performed certain songs. I think the songs would surprise you, okay? Well, one of them in particular. Any ideas just off the top of your head?
Shake it off.
You'd imagine being there. Anything else?
22.
Love story.
Cool. None of them are in there.
Wow. What?
In the UK leg. This what? One caused a mini earthquake.
We need to come to a realisation that we might actually just all be wrong about that song.
I'm sorry, that's like not her best top. That's not even in her top 10.
Are you arguing with the British Geological Survey?
How do you create an earthquake to that? What beat are you jumping on?
It's a cruel summer.
Ashley, it's going to get worse. Wait till you hear, okay? So this one I think is fair enough. The song Ready For It is a bit of a banger.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would imagine I would jump to that quite a lot.
Why don't we play that more? That's a banger.
Yeah, it is.
And this one, and this is where I'm like, ah, lads. But I'm not arguing with the British Geological Survey. This is the last one of the three that caused this mini earthquake.
Don't say it.
Your heart is glass, I dropped it. Champagne.
How? I don't understand how. I can't understand.
I'm so confused. Is it like...
Well, I'm actually speechless.
Is it people falling to the ground, falling asleep?
I don't know. Do you know what? And Taylor fans will be giving out to me about this. But I'm kind of like... I feel like the press have jumped on this with Taylor concerts causing earthquakes. I'm like, I'm sure like loads of concerts have caused
this. I'm sure they do, actually.
I'm sure they have.
I'm sure it's not just the Taylor.
It's Taylor fever, yeah. She's cold in the UK. Did you see that really unfortunate video of the day of her trying to, she had a bit of a snotty nose.
Did she?
I did see that.
Poor thing.
Poor thing. She wanted to be blowing that out now before Dublin.
No, she's done a full year of concerts to be fair to her.
Someone give the girl a Kleenex.
Some stamina.
Very important reminder, because I know we're getting very, very close now. Can almost smell the burgers in Marley Park. And I was actually down there yesterday. They're setting up stages. It's like a building site down at Marley Park at the moment. Longitude, it's my favourite time of year around that area when you see all the big trucks coming in. You're like, off you go, in you go, in. If you've important work to do, go on, get that stage set up now. Longitude getting underway very soon. Michaela has tickets here at Spin from 10 o'clock this morning to go.
I've never considered myself a manly person. You know, typical manly, that stereotypical manly, able to build things and
DIY.
Kind of do things around the house and stuff.
But that's all a myth anyway.
I'd always try and do it, but like I'd be no better than anyone
else.
But
you can't be annoyed as a woman to be put into gender roles and then expect guys to be this thing either, you know?
Yeah, well, there you go. There's a good point. I suppose a little part of me would always like to be manly, but especially, I think yesterday kind of just put the nail in the coffin that I'm just not that kind of a person. I'm sorry, Dad.
Stop dreaming.
I'm never going to be that manly person. We have an issue in the house at the moment with the pump, the water pump, which pumps water from the downstairs up to the upstairs.
Gotcha.
Right, because we have like an attic, converted attic and things like that.
Oh, yeah, I have that as well.
And it's been making a lot of noise, so we got the landlord in to like have a chat with, you know, to have a look and see what was going on and then get a plumber involved or whatever. He said, Dave, the plumber's going to give you a buzz and...
Oh, sorry, you're the spokesman for the plumber. You're the middleman between landlord and plumber.
Apparently.
Big job in a house of five.
I know, I would have given it to Linda, to be honest. But no, they decided to give it to me, I think because I'm home more often. So so he gave it to me.
In bed all day.
Yeah. So the plumber rang me. He was like, will you do me a favour? Will you just send me a picture of the pump?
Mm.
And I was like, okay, no problem. Do you need that now? He's like, yeah, just whenever you can.
You're like...
have to get up.
No, I was more so like where the hell is the pump?
Oh, right, okay.
What does a pump even look like?
No, why didn't the landlord show you where the pump was?
I don't know. The landlord took one look at me and was like, he doesn't know. He doesn't know where the pump is or what the pump does. I'm just going to go sort it myself.
Right.
And then get the plumber to contact Dave. So the plumber did contact me and he said, will you send me a photo of the pump? And so I sent him a photo of, found where the noise was coming from, yeah. Opened up the shed. There it was. Took a picture and he responded, that's the boiler.
And I don't know why I'm laughing, because I wouldn't have a notion.
And I just responded, sorry.
I'm also kind of like, what's a boiler?
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
I think it makes things hot.
Yeah, I don't know what either of them do.
So then I was like, okay. I was like, I'm just going to send you everything that's in this room.
Yeah, sure.
So I sent him pictures of like canisters for like, I don't know what they're for.
Gas canisters
for something. Oh, gas canisters. Yeah, that must be actually what they're for.
I think this is a fridge.
I think there might be a spare freezer. I sent him
a picture of the light switch. I sent him a picture of everything. And then there was one thing down the floor and he went, and I took a picture and I sent it. And he was like, yeah, that's perfect. I was like, oh, thank God for that.
Well, you know what the bump is now? Does it look like a bump?
It's not like a bike pump or anything. It's almost like, it looks like, people listening now, don't slag me for this. It's just like, looks like a car engine or something. It's just something on the floor that like looks,
it's connected to stuff, right?
So anyway, I put this on my Instagram story. And I was like, you know, the plumber asked me to take a picture of the water pump. It didn't go well. Took a picture of the boiler and he was like, that's the boiler, sorry. Everyone was then giving out to me because I have in my phone him down as Stephen Plumber. That's what I call him.
Yeah,
because I don't know his surname. And then everyone was giving out to me and I also apparently misspelt plumber.
Go on, spell plumber the OG way you spelled it. I saw your Instagram story.
P-L-U-M-M-E-R. It is actually P-L-U-M-B-E-R. And thank you to my little sister who decided to tell me that. But I got some messages off the back of my, you know, not being manly.
Yeah.
And someone said it's the designated person in my house to contact that landlord. This hurt my funny bone. I'm glad to give you a little bit of a laugh. Someone said, handyman did a few jobs in my house, was called Tyler Fitz Carpenter. So it is a thing.
Yeah.
Someone said, Sarah says, you'll be talking about this in the show tomorrow. You're dead right, Sarah. Here we are. And then Sherry says, you are adorable, like a baby chick that just hatched out of its egg. It's all new and shiny to the world.
Somebody said that to you in a message.
Yes.
Well,
because I didn't know what the boiler or
well,
the pump was.
Definitely doesn't
you are adorable,
shift you.
Like a baby chick that just hatched out of its egg and it's all new and shiny
quite
to the world.
Patronizing, I think.
A little bit patronizing.
Yeah, I gotta feel like after baby chick, it would have been fine, but when they kept going, hatch out of the egg, shiny and adorable.
Yeah,
there's someone there having a real laugh.
I'm like, now I feel really manly. Thank you.
Here's Michael Marchese on Spin. It's Scared to Start. Dave, you're just telling us about your lack of what you feel manliness.
Mm.
On the back of yesterday.
Yeah, this was basically because my landlord was like, the plumber was basically like, send me a picture of the pump, the water pump that sends water upstairs, from downstairs to upstairs. And I was like, okay. And I sent a picture of the boiler. And he was like, that's the boiler. And there's some gas canisters. Never told me actually anything.
You expected people to be giving out about you. Nope. On site, David was on another David. Dave, send me a picture of the motor pump. I repair and sell electric motors and pumps. I'll sort you out.
Oh, what a legend.
That plumber will go too high with the prices.
It's the landlord paying for it. I don't care.
Amen.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
I want you to picture a scene, okay?
Yeah.
You're a Kerry man living in Killarney. It's a Saturday afternoon and the Euros have just begun.
Mm.
Hungary is playing Switzerland and you think, I'll go watch it in a pub. But you want to go somewhere quiet where you won't be disturbed and you say, I know the place. Who's going to be in a hotel bar on a Saturday afternoon? A little bit outside the town. So you head out to the Glen Eagle Hotel, you open the door to the bar, and you're greeted with this. Oh crap! You've forgotten it's the best weekend of the year in Killarney.
The British are here.
The musical societies are in.
The musical societies are at it again.
Yeah, they're
the
always at it.
The Musical Society Awards were on at the weekend. I didn't have the strength to talk about it yesterday. They were absolutely lit. There were about 1,500 people in attendance. About 600 of them were in that bar on Saturday afternoon, belting out the musical tunes at Drag Brunch. It was dry best brunch. Crack ever.
Something that's never happened in Kerry before.
The Urals was a dry were on brunch. On a couple of tellies, and not one person so much as glanced.
Too busy.
At the score, at who was playing.
At this point, were you all dressed up or anything?
No, we weren't dressed up at this point. The dressing up was for Friday night.
Right.
So everybody went down on Friday. I got the train by myself, and I was like, I'm not saying it to anybody what time getting the train, because I was like, I want to have a little kip.
Yeah.
But sure, of course, wasn't the train full of musical society.
Of course.
So, as I was trying to drift off, there's just the faint sound of singing in the background. Down
lovely.
The end of the couch.
That's like stop. Your lullaby.
And I wasn't mad. I wasn't one bit mad.
That's mad that like people actually do that. Like just sing in public. I think that's so cool. Like, we used to do that in the school bus going like on a school tour or something.
Yeah, it was like that. Everybody was just so excited. Got down on the Friday. I'd never been to these awards before, so I had to wear an L plate around my neck for the whole weekend.
Little part of me when you told me that, I thought it was a little bit of a prank and you would be the only person the going only around.
People made their own sashes.
I love it.
To say if it was your first debut.
To say brilliant. They'd never been there before, which was very cute.
Second musical kids.
Oh, stop. Huh? I know. We're gross. night one was themed, as I said. The theme was pure imagination. And I told you last week that all of my society decided to dress up as characters from Shrek. So I was Baby Bear, went down a treat. There were like people dressed up as, you know, your woman Violet who turns into the blueberry in Willy Wonka.
Yeah, in the chocolate factory.
Walking around in the full thing. This is like the biggest Halloween party you've ever been at with people who love dressing up.
In June.
In the middle of the summer.
In the middle of June. In Killarney. In Kerry. It was absolutely bizarre. The DJ played musical songs, like all that jazz. People were doing professional lifts. The choreography on the dance floor was out.
To be a fly on the wall at
she's
that thing.
In her element. Yeah. It's Aisling Bonner's Christmas morning.
Honestly.
It really was. But Friday night was kind of like fun, okay? Yeah. A lot of that, like very dramatic, very out there. But it wasn't until Saturday that I started to get concerned that I was in a cult.
Oh.
Because Saturday's awards were wacky and wild. And when I tell you about them, you're going to say, this girl needs to be saved. She's not safe.
Okay, we'll hear more from that. First, though, the song dominating charts worldwide.
Love
currently
this.
Number 5 in Ireland. Eminem is back. And he sounds like he did 20 years ago. It's Houdini here on Spin.
Recharged.
It's Dash's Austin on Summer's number one hit music station. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Coming up on 10 to 8. Good morning.
Morning.
I've just been telling you about my dreamy weekend.
Woo-hoo!
My perfect weekend at the Ames Awards. That's the Association of Irish Musical Societies.
This is the first time I ever heard of the Ames Awards, by the way. And they were everywhere. Everyone was talking about them.
Oh, really?
I felt like I saw everyone at it.
Well, musicals are cool now.
Mm.
Don't know if you've heard. So this is a massive awards night for all the amateur musical societies in Ireland. There was like 1,500 people there. It was in the INEC in Killarney, which is like, they host like gigs and stuff there.
Sure, yeah.
Huge, big function room. So I was saying, went down to Killarney on Friday, and then Saturday night was the big awards night, and there was very strict rules around the awards. Okay. So doors open 6:45 to the ballroom.
Okay.
Attendees must be seated by 7:15 for the Ames President's arrival.
Oh wow. Mr. President or Mrs. President
was there.
Everybody
had to be seated in advance of the President coming out. Okay. The setup was crazy. It opened and everybody had to stand for the arrival of the Ames President and the Ames Council. And as they entered, they were wearing these like mayor's chains.
Wow.
To this intense music. Intense situation, and everybody stands and claps and whatever. And it was at this moment that I thought to myself, I think I'm in a cult. It was very cult-like, okay? After that, they played, I'm not kidding you, the Ames National Anthem.
Oh my God.
There's an Ames National Anthem.
There's an Ames National Anthem.
Did you know this?
No, I did not know this was a thing at all. Okay, so everybody stands again for the Ames National Anthem. The lyrics were on the screen. The lyrics went as follows. We are the music makers. We are the dreamers of dreams. We are the movers and shakers of the world forever, it seems. We sing of day or night, fair land or mighty ocean, rapturous delight or dear emotion.
Rapturous delight. You're definitely in a cult.
And it sounded like this.
Oh,
moment, I thought to myself, if this is a cult, I don't want to be saved.
Oh my God.
Absolutely fine with this. Oh, it was so funny.
It sounds like actually the echo in the INEC, it sounds like you're there in a cathedral or something.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
But obviously you have to remember that everybody in the room is a beautiful singer.
Of course.
So every time, even when Chelsea Dagger was playing, it was like the most beautiful like chorus.
Who put on Chelsea Dagger for the Ames Award?
I'm not telling you that. But yeah, like people cheered for best program as if they'd won an Oscar.
Yeah.
It was just so dramatic. There was confetti, pyrotechnics, there were feckin' sparks shooting.
It was unreal. And how did you this year get in to the Ames Awards? As in, why is it your first one?
Because I did a musical that was nominated for an Ames Award.
Oh, did she get on?
That's a real congrats.
Ah, we did.
I think you'd know if she won.
I know. I'm just wondering.
Like, yeah, no, it was our choreographer was nominated for Best Choreographer, but she was a runner-up. But she's
that's unreal. So sorry, you all tagged along with the choreographer that was nominated.
I mean, like, people go down even when they're not nominated, but when I was, the only musicals I'd ever done before was, like, with my college society, and I think we were all just like, I don't know what that is.
Did you take a little look at the president and go, I want to be that one day? I want to be the leader of this cult.
I
told you, you make more money as a leader as opposed to a member.
Yeah, I kind of did. I kind of wanted to be like the DJ because I was like, I've got the perfect repertoire for this.
Oh, very good.
More Chelsea Dagger.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to tell everyone. This guy playing the Three Arena next Tuesday. I'm so excited. The 1 week countdown for my first time seeing him live.
He's a bit of you.
Troye Sivan, this is Rush.
Spins, fully charged. Recharged.
I'm obsessed with following the gig, all the gigs he's on tour at the moment on TikTok to see what's going on. I've become one of those people.
Troye Sivan. I'm going as well.
I love a spoiler. Are you going?
Yeah, and I've said this. I've said this on the show a couple of times and neither of you can possibly imagine me at a cool gig like Troye Sivan.
I'm not thinking that. I'm just more thinking like that's Emma's thing and you've never said it. I don't remember you saying it.
We actually went through all of this because I said I'm actually going as well and you went, wait, what?
Who are you going with?
Go, my friend Orla.
Oh.
Now, she's the one who wants to go and I said I'd go with her.
I think you told your other breakfast show this. I don't remember you telling us this.
No, I 100% remember because you reacted in a similarly dramatic way.
Okay, so you're going.
Which is why I'm so defensive right now.
You're going to Troye Sivan on Tuesday.
I am.
Great.
And then the next day I'm going to LCD Sound System.
All right, the next day.
I'm going to that. No,
you're not.
Okay, you just did a whole bit about like the musical cult you're a part of.
Yeah.
You're backing it up with the LCD Sound System and Troye Sivan. Okay.
Yes,
I can get a girl who can do it all.
Let's go. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Morning. What is the crack? Tuesday has rolled around again. It's just 4 minutes after eight now.
It's crazy how it keeps rolling around, isn't it?
Rolling, so annoying.
I can't
believe again.
Do you remember your dad, Dave, gifted Aisling and I a little calendar from his company at the top of the year? I can't believe it's all already over halfway gone. Do you know those calendars that
you
rip off? Well, it is. It's the 18th. Oh, sorry. Yeah,
July.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't actually peeled back a date on that calendar for a while. I'm going to need a pliers to peel back.
Have you not been keeping up with your peeling of the dates on the calendar?
No, I think mine is back on like March.
Oh, I'm very honest.
See, the great thing about that calendar is it gives you on this date back in whatever and it gives you a little fact and then it also gives you a nice little quote as well to live by. So you have lots of dates and facts and quotes to get through.
I'm going to be overwhelmed.
Oh my God.
All the quotes
Everything you've missed as soon as you're caught up. I've discovered I made a big mistake when it comes to the few days I went away last week and in future I'll never make this mistake again. This is a PSA. If your family or friends or whatever are going on a holiday and you go over to say join them but you can't commit to the 2 weeks, you don't have the annual leave or whatever, don't go at the start or the middle.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
Don't go at the start
or the middle.
Yeah. Oh.
Join them at the end.
Why?
Because they're still there.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That's
gross.
Awful.
For you.
Their holidays continuing, the WhatsApp groups are still being flooded with bits.
Oh no.
And there's even because there's such a big gang of them, it's like, hi, are you meeting here at 1? We have a coffee here. Do you want to come up here for breakfast? We've breakfast on if you want to come up.
Oh,
and it's
that's
just
the dream.
How long do you have to endure that now?
Another 3 days.
Oh, lad.
Actually, my parents are there for the 2 weeks. The life of retirement.
Oh my God.
I want to retire.
But in future, get in at the end.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant tip.
All go home together.
Yeah. 100%.
Oh, God, I can't imagine.
The only thing is, when you get in at the end, they're going to be so tanned.
Well, that's true as well.
You're walking into a group of tanned people.
Just don't go on holidays. Just work.
Stay here in this.
Stay here and work.
Yeah.
I saw an interesting tweet this morning. Now, it's probably quite an old tweet, but I think it's still kind of relevant. Someone basically tweeted, if you could eat one food from the any movie, what would it be? Ooh. Like, it could be an animated movie, like that's what most people have said, or animated TV show or things like that. But just from TV in general, I think is quite interesting. Like, this person said that he always wanted to eat the eggs from Shrek. Do you remember when Shrek is like bringing Fiona to meet Lord Farquaad, and he makes eggs and he also like cooks rats and stuff like that? People were like, I want the eggs and I want the rats on a stick.
Yeah, that's the funny. Eggs were lovely because it was such a hot day. He just kind of broke them up on a rock, didn't he?
He did.
Like, yeah. Oh, I'd love a fried egg and a rock.
So this is a full thread of what people wanted to eat. And I'm curious if you had to have a think about something you wanted to eat from a TV show.
Definitely.
So a couple of examples. The spinach from Popeye. I don't know why you want to eat spinach.
I know, but it makes him so strong.
Yeah, to be fair.
Look at his arms.
Yeah. Gosh, do you know
he's
what?
Absolutely
right. I'm going to go home and have some spinach.
Yeah.
Someone said the burger with Kel's secret sauce and the side of orange soda from Keenan and Kel, which I thought would be quite good. Someone said the crab from Little Mermaid.
Oh, no.
Remember he's running around trying not to get put in the pot.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
All the fish in that scene looked delicious.
The honey from Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Like, this was like you dipped in your hand and it was like full blown.
Yeah, like when I picture that, it doesn't taste like honey.
Yes,
like
exactly.
It tastes like sweetness.
So, yeah, real
it tastes
sweet,
like
yeah.
almost, what you put in pancakes, like maple syrup kind of vibe. Yeah, really sugary.
We've had the cheese and the ratatouille from Ratatouille.
Very good.
Along with the bread that Abu steals in Aladdin. And I was like, that's literally like just bread. I don't know what's going on there. Someone said, do you remember the onions from the movie Holes?
I actually don't think I've ever seen Holes.
I do remember Holes.
Shia LaBeouf and his mate eat onions like that they find in the ground. And I was like, this is so weird. Someone said, my answer is when I saw Bugs Bunny eating a carrot, I had to have one too.
Yeah, they were very crunchy and you can't beat a raw carrot, I don't think. I loved the spaghetti in Lady and the Tramp.
I just thought
it looked gorgeous.
So good.
Really delicious. Gorgeous pasta sauce. I know a dog would eat anything, but it looked top tier.
That's so funny. You've also got, take you back to Emperor's New Groove, Kronk's spinach puffs. Do you remember he's making dinner for Yzma and the Emperor anyway?
Okay.
And he makes spinach puffs and they're a big thing.
A lot of people want cartoon spinach on that list.
That's true, actually. This is one of the main ones. It's from a Goofy movie or just in any kind of Disney animated movie.
Yeah.
The pizza that would be like stringy. Oh my God, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Someone said
donuts in The Simpsons just looked so plain glazed, just lovely. Give me one.
There's a great example. Someone said anything in the fridge from Tom and Jerry. Because you'd open the fridge and there'd be a giant cake in there and there'd be chicken in there. Yeah. Everything would be perfect.
Ashling was just on there on WhatsApp. I wanted to eat the Tubby Toast from Teletubbies.
Yes.
Yeah, remember that?
And Tubby Toaster.
Someone said Tubby Toaster as well, which is gas. Someone said Scooby Snacks or anything that Scooby-Doo used to make. Remember the sandwiches that were like 6 foot tall
sandwiches.
And things like that?
I always wanted, it's not a cartoon, but I wanted the cake that Bruce eats in Matilda.
Oh my, no.
Just a taste of it because it looked so rich.
I think that stuff made me sick. I couldn't go near it.
I was kind of real jealous of Bruce.
you got your Krabby Patties. You got the hot chocolate from the Simpsons movie. The grass.
SpongeBob, what's the story there? That's coming in on WhatsApp.
Yeah, the Krabby Patties. That's the main burgers. But do you know what mine was? Did you ever see the Goofy movie?
No.
All right, the Goofy movie, there is this character in it, and you listening might know this. There's a character in it. He doesn't play that big of a role, but he has cheese in a can. And I thought that was class. It was spray cheese.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, you'd get, like, spray, like, whipped cream spray. He had spray cheese just spraying it into his mouth. I was like, that
like silly string.
Class. Yeah. I was like, that looks so good.
Sorry, side note. Bring back silly string. Where the hell did silly string go?
Oh, God, we started a campaign. We didn't even mean to.
Joey's meatball sub from Friends.
Yes. Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Oh, amen.
Unbelievable.
That was
so, well, we're all starving now.
Yeah, thank you.
Recharged.
It's not often we talk about Facebook on this show because obviously it's dead.
This is spin, Ashley.
Full of aunties. It's okay to bring it up every now and again, though. Because one thing that Facebook is still pretty good for is Facebook groups. And ages ago on this show, I told you about a Facebook group for people living in the town I went to school in Kildare. I'll say no more about the location. Because the last time I talked about it, a clip from this show ended up on the page.
Yeah.
And I'm terrified of the people in this group.
My bad.
I said, don't say the name of the place. And then Dave goes, where's blank insert place name? So it's just a group for people living in the community. It's full of, you know, the usual people plugging their businesses, people asking for the name of a good plumber.
If someone has a bit of sugar lying around the house.
Yeah, people asking, have they seen or do they own this dog and all the rest. But there's some kind of juicy posts that do beyond this this community
page.
Have
you not been kicked out of it yet? No.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm lying low somewhere. Might have to change my name on my Facebook page after this. But yeah, there's funny posts that are just, it's so Irish, it's so local, and a few little kind of digs as well of people. So the one that kind of got me sucked back into this page was basically a woman sharing a load of screenshots of a fella selling on like furniture in other local community groups, and she says that he keeps getting them for free off our group.
Oh,
and
no way.
On the other local
That's
ones.
That's clever.
She goes, I gave this man a fridge last week and it's now up for €110 on the page down the road, and it's not worth that. I tell you, it's not worth that.
Oh, well, good for her.
Yeah, but literally right underneath her big like reveal of him is a post by him saying, looking for a free chest of drawers.
I like this, man. You don't ask, you don't get.
No, I know. I kind of like he's a baller. Another crazy post that was there recently was of a parrot sitting on a car, and it just goes, this macaw parrot just landed on our car. Very tame, so obviously cared for if anyone has heard of a missing parrot.
Oh,
and it was
that.
Reunited with it.
Oh, brilliant.
Quickly.
And yeah. Especially, I would like to not say obviously where exactly you're talking about, but like, not really known for exotic birds.
No, listen, generic Irish town alert, yeah. Someone said, looking for four lads split into two teams of two with small diggers for a full-time position starting in the West in the next few weeks.
Very specific.
Very specific and confusing.
I'm very confused.
Why would you call them a team of four split into two?
Yeah,
like, just say you need four lads.
Yeah, yeah. You can explain actually the role when you have them hired.
Yeah, yeah. You can split them into two. That kind of gives off that they need to split themselves.
Yeah, and somebody commented being like, do they need to have their own diggers? And how small do the diggers need to be? Somebody was getting quite personal in this one, saying, to all the mammies, when pregnant and the hips keep popping out, is there anything you can do to get a better sleep? It's so painful trying to get a night's sleep.
Ah, fair.
I know, poor woman. Another person's...
Wrong group, though.
Wrong group.
Yeah, wrong
You're
group.
You're looking for the pregnant mother's group.
of this place.
Yeah, not the lad looking for lads and diggers. Another person just simply said, anyone selling Skims, I'm a size M.
Oh,
looking
wow.
for some secondhand
Kim Kardashian's
local
Skims.
Spanx.
Again, we've established from when you were trying to buy a secondhand bikini that people don't really like sharing underwear for obvious reasons.
Big no-no. And then the other juicy one that I found that people were giving out in the comments about was somebody just like literally out of nowhere, and they named the shop, but I won't name it, just goes, lads, does anyone find the staff in shop name very rude? The man and the woman with the glasses are the most ignorant people I've ever witnessed to work in a shop. It would make you not want to go there at all.
Oh, wow.
Everyone was like, you've all but sent in a photo.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
only like four people working this shop.
Yeah, yeah.
And you said the two with the glasses.
Oh, God.
And those two are probably in the group.
Yeah, they definitely. 100% are. All I got to say is go check out your local community Facebook group.
Honestly,
because it's a laugh.
I feel like it's like the middle aisle in Aldi or something. You just get everything.
Exactly, like that.
Love that.
Yeah, it's the centre really aisle of the internet. Yeah,
massive fan. Okay, so I was on my holidays last week. I was with my family and extended family, etc. And basically, does it matter the connection to this guy? It's my brother-in-law's sister's boyfriend.
Yeah,
that was
I'm
easy.
Gone.
That was fine.
But I have no idea what that means.
A lovely guy by the name of Sean.
Cool, anyway, Sean.
Was on holidays with us. He's from Cork and he was lovely. And we were chatting away in this conversation.
We found an accent that Emma can do anyway.
But anyway, yeah, we were chatting about these kind of misconceptions and what you misunderstood as a child. Because obviously my little niece is still learning the world. She's only 5. So he has a niece and she was kind of confused about heaven, right? So unfortunately, over the last few years, she lost a couple of goldfish. She lost a dog and she lost her granddad, right?
Aww.
She's had a horrible few years, this little pet. She's only 5 trying to figure out what's going on. So every time it was, you know, they've gone to heaven and they're fine.
Yeah.
They're all playing football. They're having a good time. Everyone's there together.
The fish.
But they noticed that she started school and she kept having problems with anyone that she ran into with a particular name. She'd be going home crying, being, Mom, there's one of them. Are they going to take me to heaven?
Oh, God.
Are they going to take me away, basically?
Okay.
And it turns out that she had misheard for so long and was convinced that the person who says, right, your time is up, come away with me, was anyone called Kevin. So in school, any little boy in the class, any lad she ever met with her parents, as soon as she saw Kevin, she was like, run! I don't want to go again! Away from my mummy.
Right. Oh my God.
I think something to do with she was play sitting beside a Kevin in school and she went home to her mother being like, I don't know, he didn't take me to sleep anymore tomorrow. And they were like, what? I don't understand.
Little demons running around.
That is so funny.
Isn't it?
So
oh, the funny. Poor little thing was like traumatized by anyone called Kevin.
God, she must not go into Aldi, that poor Karen.
Yeah. Your time is up. Here we go. Oh so with my that in God. Mind, we would love to hear from you this morning on maybe it's your own kids or you yourself. What did you misunderstand as a kid? 087-711-1038.
I really, really like that. I remember as a kid, I used to think several meant seven. Like seven times. And Mum used to be always like, I told you several times. I'm like, how do you know how many times you've told me? It's just, yeah. And I was also like, what's the one for four? Fourville. I was like, you never hear fiveville.
That's so stupid.
So why do we have several? But I remember listening to a podcast. It was Joe McGuckin's podcast. And he said that his mum used to go to the hole in the wall. She said she used to go get cash out. So she had to go to the hole in the wall. And he used to think, where is this hole filled with cash?
I want to go and get money.
Yeah, well, that's funny. I want to go to there.
Obviously, it's an ATM. Yeah, I remember it wasn't as traumatic as that poor kid with Kevin. But whenever I used to visit my granny, we used to go up every week. And she used to get us a little present in like the deals or whatever, the Euro shop. And she used to give it to us at the end of our visit. But we'd always be sitting there at the end being like, come on, like, will you give us our present? She'd be like, I can't remember where I put it this week. And she'll just go, I just have to put my thinking cap on. And I would like picture her putting on like a paddy cap.
Yeah.
And going around the house. And we'd have to wait in the car while she put the thinking cap on to get the present. And she always used to say, it was up in Nelly's room behind the wallpaper. And I was like, who the hell is Nelly? It was so funny.
It's fair. A thinking cap is absolutely not like a top hat or a cap. It's
a paddy cap.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
Get in touch this morning. What did you misunderstand as a kid? We'd love to hear from you. What did you misunderstand as a kid? Heard a cracker of a story when I was away on holidays. My sister-in-law's boyfriend, essentially, he was telling us a great one that he has a little niece and she is absolutely terrified of anyone called Kevin because sadly she's lost a couple of pets over the last few years and her poor granddad. And she was told they're all going to heaven.
Yes.
Then when she went off to play school and was sat beside a child called Kevin, it was...
Get away from me.
I would have thought they would have liked, because she would have liked Kevin. She'd be like, oh, bring me to my goldfish.
Let me see them all.
Give me them back.
She was sure that anyone called Kevin would say, all right, your time is up.
I'm taking y'all.
Alva was on this.
He's just reminded me when we were younger, there was a film called All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Oh, here we go.
There's 6 years gap between me and my little sister. So when I was about 9, loved the film. My little sister, 3, absolutely loved the 2. However, we didn't realise exactly as you said. She thought it was All Dogs Go to Kevin. We had an Uncle Kevin. She thought he just fucked people's dogs.
Go around to Uncle Kevin.
He's a crook, that
like,
Kevin.
I hate you, Kevin.
Lee is standing by. Lee, what did you understand as a kid?
We sat my pal going for a walk through Scaries and we were outside this restaurant and she goes, £30. God, that's very expensive. And I went, is that before you get any food? And she looked at me and I knew there was something wrong in what I said. By the way, she looked at me and I was like, what? And she went, what do you mean? And I said, like, you have to pay £30 and then you go in and you buy your food. And she went, what are you talking about? So then it all transpired. I thought ahead meant before time. Like, not per person.
Ah, very good.
That's very good.
Like, I literally get stick over this from when my dad's dead now, but before he died, he used to tell everyone that story.
How old were you when it happened?
I thought 18 or 19, so like over 20 years ago.
That's fantastic.
Oh my God, that's so
They would have loved to see you come and paying your £30 going in the door. There you go.
Do you know why? The door. I thought that because years ago, when we were very small kids, my neighbour used to collect £3 off me mam before we went.
Right.
So they always say, yeah, it's £3 ahead. So I, in my head, my mam had to give that £3
beforehand.
Before we went.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fair enough.
That's totally fair enough.
I love that, Lee. That's so funny.
Thank you for that.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, Lee. Good luck. Bye-bye.
087-711-103. What did you misunderstand as a kid?
That's the type of one that you'd live into your adulthood.
You would, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. It, like, yeah, so funny.
The price of going out these days. Yeah,
that's cost a little pound a head.
Just to get in the door.
Lindy's standing by. What did you misunderstand as a kid?
When my mum would say, close over that door, there's a giraffe getting in. And every single time I think there was a giraffe on the way into the house.
And you'd be like, Lee, I want to see a giraffe.
That's very funny.
Even the way I'd be like, oh my God, someone's out there escaping from the zoo.
Batten down the hatches. Even the way you said it, it kind of did sound like giraffe.
It did sound like giraffe.
That's so funny.
I know, I think it's an accent thing as well, depending on where you're from.
Yeah, thanks, Linny.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Let us know if you have anything to add. We'd love your voice notes on this morning.
Recharged.
Megan was on.
My nanny and my mom would be talking, and you know, when they don't want anyone to know who they're talking about, or you know, little ears, they'd be saying, oh, you know who done such and such. And I used to be like, who is you know who, and why is he always causing trouble?
Voldemort.
He's everywhere, yeah.
You know who is doing that. Yeah. Oh God, that Voldemort's at it again. Niamh was on. She said, I used to look for frogs every time my dad would say there's fog outside.
Oh, that's really cool.
That's really cute.
Kaylee, come here. What did you misunderstand as a kid?
We used to bring my nana shopping to Iceland, and one morning, like, I was like, I want to go to Iceland. I better bring my jacket though, it's going to be cold. And they just start laughing at me.
I like that. That's adorable.
I mean, it always was quite cold in Iceland because it was full of fridges.
Yeah, yeah. Not a bad show.
It's just a giant freezer, to be fair. So you're right to bring a jacket.
Yeah, I was very disappointed when I got there and it wasn't cold.
You weren't going on, and you weren't going on a flight.
Yeah. You weren't going on your holidays. Oh. Thank you, Kaylee.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye. This in from Sandy as well.
Good morning, Spin. My best pal's daughter, when she was younger, thought that we actually lived in black and white because of the movies. Mm. And she had to sit her down and explain to her, like, you know, no, we live life in colour. That is just the movies. And she was like, but did you not just go around wearing black and white all the time? And we were like... No, that is just in the movies. And it took a bit to convince her. She was convinced that the world was actually black and white years ago. And to this day, she's 31 now. To this day, we just never let her live it down.
I think that's fair enough, though, because when you used to go to your grandparents' house and see, like, the black and white photographs, you'd be like, what?
I'm the same. Every time my mom tells a story from when she's a kid, I'm like, oh, back when it was black and white.
Yeah.
Always.
I think in my head, I still picture it as black and white.
So do I.
Because I'm like, I don't know what... My granny looked like in colour.
But like,
then.
Do you know what? Back in my in my mum and dad's day when they were kids, it was black and white. When my granny was a kid, oh my God, the quality was awful.
Yeah. Yeah. How did they even see to get around?
Did you ever have a grandparent that got some photos redone in colour? And you're like, oh, you did wear a pink skirt.
Mom. Yeah. I'm like, this is some fake stuff. Okay. Let's finish on Eileen. This is so funny. She said, we got the ferry to Wales when I was a kid and all the signs were in English, Welsh and French. I didn't realise the ferry also went to France. So for years, I accepted with no questions that they also spoke French in Wales as the national language. I only found out they didn't when I was around 20. Wow.
I thought it was going to be something to do with Wales in Wales, but that's brilliant.
Excellent.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Morning to you, Tuesday. Some would say the worst day of the week.
Yeah, I would. Grim day. But it's all right. It's all right. It's nearly the weekend, right?
And it's also the summer. It's all right. It's not as bad.
Yeah,
the weather's decent.
True. It is actually all right.
It's good. I have to tell you a cautionary tale this morning.
Please do.
I got a text from my friend yesterday afternoon saying, very tentative offer, but would you be interested in going to Taylor Swift the Saturday, right?
Oh, wow.
€200 a ticket. I know someone who's selling them and I think I have them. I was like, whoa, okay. I had to step back. And you know, I backed out for multiple reasons. One, I kind of just feel like I'm completely unworthy of going to this gig when so many people are desperate to go.
That's very nice.
Really want tickets. Also, I was like, I don't think I would spend €200. I would love to go for like maybe €100.
Yeah.
I was like, you've definitely got bigger Taylor fans in your friend group, whatever. Go for somebody else. Anyway, she came back. Tragique, she says. The guy who was selling the tickets was hacked. So there are scammers out there,
yes,
hacking people, like ordinary people's like Facebook and Instagrams.
Happened to my cousin.
And they're selling fake, they're pretending to sell Taylor tickets,
yes,
on.
Yeah.
So if somebody you know puts up that they're selling a Taylor Swift ticket, like be very, very careful. The reason why she knew was because they sent like a Revolut username. And it was like a really wacky, weird username.
Right.
And she was like, this doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
Did this happen to your
friend?
Yeah,
it happened to my cousin. And his Facebook got hacked. And it was just like, yeah, selling two Taylor Swift tickets. And my other cousins started to be like, oh, cool, I'll hop on that.
That's
cheers,
mad.
Cheers, Dennis. And then they were in the group chat being like, Dennis was like, please do not. This is not me.
Yeah.
Like it was really scary.
It's like they've really like upped the game from the crappy pyramid schemes that you could see a mile off.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
These scammers be getting topical.
They're getting clever, man. They're getting
very clever. Yeah. But I think there was, yeah, there's issues from Ticketmaster and the concert promoters. Just saying, like, unless it's from them.
Yes, yeah. And unless
I think these days as well, don't they have that real movie barcode?
Yes.
Yeah.
Before, you would just take a screenshot of a ticket, send it over, say, to Aisling, and if it hasn't been previously scanned, it's legitimate barcode.
Yeah.
Whereas now they're all interactive barcodes, so you can't screenshot
them. You can't do that anymore, yeah.
So the only way really you're going to get a decent ticket is if someone's transferring it over from their Ticketmaster account to yours.
To you, yeah. Or they have a physical ticket.
But these scammers are just asking you to revolute them first, and then they'll do the money. Yeah. So be careful, people.
Yes.
Well, thanks for that PSA.
No problem,
well
done, here to serve.
A cautionary tale it was.
Yes.
Miles Smith, stargazing now.
Love
on
this.
Spin.
Recharge.
So the Euros started on Friday, and the one thing it's really going to miss, I think, is Irish fans being over there and enjoying it and thinking we could actually do something. Because when we're in a tournament, we show up.
We do.
And we support in a way that like the kind of rest of the world doesn't really. And we're kind of known for having, you know, the best crack when it comes to us being abroad. I want to bring you back to 2017 when Ireland were playing Denmark in the World Cup playoff in Copenhagen. And Irish fans went over to support but also have a bit of crack as well. And the bar that all the Irish fans were at happened to be across the road from a Victoria's Secret shop, right? And the lads would be looking in to see who came out, and as soon as someone would come out, they'd cheer. And it was, they'd be like,
brilliant.
Oh, and someone opened the door and be like, hey! And then came out, they'd be like, go on, show us what's in the bag.
No.
And they'd reach in the bag, they'd pull it out, and it sounded like this. They'd be reaching in the bag, and they'd pull out underwear.
I did see those clips, and the girls themselves were laughing along.
Yeah, they were loving it.
It was so funny.
There's many other fans around the world who go over and just have the crack, which I love, and just like our sound as well. At the World Cup in 2022, the Japanese fans could be seen cleaning up the stadium after the match had finished.
I remember that.
Going around the bags, picking up their rubbish and things like that, and just kind of basically cleaning up around them. In a completely different way of being sound, Italy versus Albania was happening in the Euros on Saturday, and the Albanian fans were jokingly taunting the Italian fans across the road when they brought out a packet of spaghetti and snapped it in half.
Oh, for God.
And the Italian fans are like, no!
That's
Mamma mia! Exact same thing happened with Austrian fans. They were playing the French last night, I think it was, and before the match they were snapping baguettes in front of the French.
Really? For God's sake.
All in good fun,
that's
but I love that. Then when the Irish fans went over to France in 2016 for the Euros, they were outside hotels and people were opening the windows to have a look, and every time another person would pop their head out the window, it would be that thing again of, oh, and someone would look out the window and be like,
hey!
And this man kept going in and out of the hotel room because like he was loving the crowd's reaction. He'd go and they'd be all like, boo, and then he'd ride back and they'd be like, hey! It was great crack. There was a video of lads singing to babies on a train, which was gas. But my absolute favourite was when we played Sweden in Euros in 2016, and there was a chant that the Irish fans were singing to the Swedish fans, and it sounded like this. Go home to your sexy wives. Unbelievable.
So 10 out of 10. And it's actually my favourite. I wouldn't be particularly massively into the tournament itself, but the crack over the next few weeks. It's a shame the Irish aren't involved from that point.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, we always make headlines.
Yeah, we do.
Little viral moments for gas online, aren't they? Miley Cyrus.
I know her, yes.
Yeah, is the latest star on My Next Guest Needs No Introduction with David Letterman.
Oh, I love David Letterman.
He is so great. I've swatted on. It's great Throne in the background. He gets the biggest stars. I loved his one with Cardi B.
Oh,
he just goes and hangs out in their world, does an interview, but it's more than an interview. It's like time with them.
Is it a podcast or TV?
He did one with Robert Downey Jr. And it was just brilliant. It was
cool.
He did one with Malala as well. He's honestly deadly.
But it's funny because, you know, Miley's very much, I do things my way.
Yeah.
You know, David, that's great, but it's very much normally his show. But no, in her case, she's putting on a show for family and friends, and he's invited to her show. You know, she does tend to do things her own way. Since she was quite young as well, she always gave me that vibe. But one of the things that's come out on the back of this new interview bit with him is that she just really wishes deep down, and we all want, quote unquote, excuse the pun, but genuinely like the best of both worlds, don't we?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She wants a bit of everything. She wishes that she could be absolutely 100% herself and have the success that she has, but also just travel the world anonymously and not have the paparazzi and the fans and all this kind of stuff. She can't obviously walk down the street without being recognised. And it's interesting because the show that made her famous, the Disney show, was, in case you don't know, Hannah Montana, right? And in that show, Hannah Montana is a normal girl during the day, and at nighttime she puts on a blonde wig and she becomes this superstar. What was her name again? It wasn't Miley Cyrus. It was
Miley Stewart.
Miley Stewart.
Well, Hannah Montana was when she was famous.
I don't know. I've never seen
it. So Miley Stewart was the opposite.
And she's entirely unrecognizable in the blonde wig.
Oh, it's insane.
Blonde wig changes her whole look.
She takes off the wig. She goes into school. Has the most perfectly normal day in school with normal friends. Some of her friends are like massive fans of Hannah Montana. So go to the show. She's trying to disguise everything. It's a great show for tweens.
It was such a good concept.
I love it.
Wasn't it brilliant?
But she said one of my wishes is to travel the world anonymously, to be able to walk down and experience cities that I've been to be exactly who I am right now, but to be as if unrecognisable. She said my perfect life would be the synopsis of my TV show. Normal by day, superstar by night.
Oh, yeah. That's good that she still kind of wants to be the superstar.
Yeah, has she tried a wig?
Good point, Steve.
Her own trick.
She said she appreciates, obviously, the support from her fans. Sure, she has to say that or she wouldn't have a career.
True.
But she says she doesn't have any desire to embark on another stadium tour, and that's a big thing. She's someone I've never seen live and I'd love to. Her voice is getting, like, more velvety by the day.
Husky. More raspy, yeah.
Gorgeous.
Isn't it?
Yeah. She said, I've toured, I've performed, I've been in stadiums my entire life, being isolated, but even as a baby, Dad would bring me up and hold me up over the crowd. Dad being also Billy Ray Cyrus, very famous. But shortly after lockdown, I performed in Mexico for 130,000 people, and it gave me a lot of anxiety. So on the back of that, she's kind of come clear of that.
What's she anxious about? It's only 130,000 people.
Get over it, Miley.
Sake,
get over it.
Relax.
But it actually got me thinking when I saw this headline, this whole idea of being your character in your TV show or whatever by day, but then just having the freedom to go under a mask of just a normal life without that. So, for example, I was thinking about Daniel Radcliffe. Imagine when Harry Potter just removes the scar. You can chill out.
Without the scar, you'd be unrecognisable.
You can sit down there in queues, but no one cops it was you booting around South Ann Street on a broomstick earlier on today.
Yes.
They don't know that was you. Different thing. The big Quidditch match, you'd nothing to do with it.
If only.
You're just a normal guy now. thinking about Margot Robbie, Barbie by day, hanging out in the dream house, doing what you want to do, hanging out with Ken.
That's my dream.
But then just being allowed to be Margot Robbie, doing your normal thing, going to the deli, getting a breakfast roll, and
that movie, like,
not being accosted by
going
fans.
Through her like little village, the Barbie village or Barbie world or whatever it was. I was like, this all looks class. They all have their own pools, and I want to be
amazing.
Ken so bad.
I want to live in a plastic world.
Yeah,
this is exactly what I wanted as well when I was a kid. Thinking again of this whole concept of the Miley Cyrus wishes, I'd love to be just Jim Carrey strolling through St. Stephen's Green at the weekend, but Monday to Friday I want to be Bruce Almighty.
I thought you were going to say The Mask. I was like, Emma,
I thought you were going to say The Grinch.
Weird twisted fantasy of yours.
Bruce Almighty, that would be the dream.
So you want to be God, basically.
I want to have that power, but then I don't want anyone to be annoying me.
See, I'm kind of with you on that vibe where I'm like, I want to still work and come to work and stuff, but then when I go home I want to be Richie Rich. So, like, you know Macaulay Culkin's Richie Rich.
Like,
that's kind of what I'd want. I wouldn't want anyone to know, but I'd like to go home to my own mansion with my own, like, Burger King in it and my own roller coaster and my own, you know what I mean? Things like that. That'd be nice and no one would know.
Yeah.
Just want to be rich, baby.
Just want to be rich.
It's funny because when you're a kid, all you want is this, not speaking for everyone, but when you're a kid and you see these superstars, you're like, I wish I'd be like that.
Yeah.
But then actually you're like, all they keep saying these days is like, life
but
is
they
a
don't
crap
be
like
that
this.
Way, yeah,
it's
no,
a nightmare. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here. Yeah. It spins fully charged, recharged. But for now, House of the Dragon is back with season 2, now streaming weekly with a Now Entertainment membership. A lot of people very very excited about this. The series is heading for more drama. The people of Westeros left picking sides as the epic Game of Thrones prequel continues.
Yes, I'm going to ask a very stupid question, right?
Go on.
And I know the answer deep down. But this whole idea is that this is before we start Game of Thrones.
Don't answer, Aisling.
Why?
You said you know the answer.
I'm right. It's before.
You are right.
Prequel.
Considering
before.
We just said it's the Game of Thrones prequel. Yes.
No, but as in prequel itself means bringing it back to like how many years?
Prequel. Oh, sequel like, is after. Prequel's before.
I'm like, just confirming for everybody. Everybody knows.
But it's the English language.
I'm trying to be inclusive.
It's, do you know what? It's set, a couple of thousand years, I think.
No, it's actually not because I watched the recap yesterday. It's set 200 years before.
I was about to, yeah, okay.
Which actually is closer than I thought. Yeah. I thought it was, I would have said the same, like 1,000 years before Game of Thrones. It's only 200 years before Game of Thrones.
Gotcha. I suppose, and it's before the Mad King, isn't it? It's
yeah.
Like that kind of period before.
I think so, yeah.
I was like wondering why they didn't show us the Mad King era. That's when I would have loved to have seen that. But
there's the Game of Thrones like diehard on just rolling their eyes listening to this now. Okay. You're all wrong. Yeah. I don't know. But
the only place you can get it is with a Now Entertainment membership. You can stream it there. And we have a 6-month Now Entertainment membership to go every day this week. But not only that, a whopper prize at the end of the week.
Yeah, a trip for two to Granada in Spain. Flights, accommodation, car hire, entrances into Castillo de la Calahorra, where the show is filmed.
It'll be
as well.
Busy out.
Yeah,
pretty cool. On to give this lash this morning are both Trisha and Alan. How are you this morning, Trisha? You all right?
I'm good this morning. How are you?
Where
good.
Are you? It sounds like you're on the Lewis. If we were a more of a cool city, it sounds like you're on an underground.
It sounds like you're on the
water. No, I'm on the bus.
You're on the bus.
Are you, Trisha?
Be something. What bus are you on?
Day 27.
Does that go to Jobstown?
No, that's coming from Coolock.
Ah, damn. Oh, okay. Why do I think that? I've no idea. That was a complete guess. Trisha, what are you heading in for? Or where are you going?
I'm going home to go to work.
Oh, you're going home to go to work?
Working from home?
Yeah.
Having been out in the world.
Sorry.
Good stuff. Hang on there. We also have to talk to Alan, who's standing by. Alan, what are you up to this morning?
Me just out working.
what do you do,
Alan?
Just out doing my deliveries, courier.
Very good.
What are you
on
currying? What are you currying?
Bits of everything. For Sean Nolan Transport, you up the lads.
Do you even know what you're currying, Alan, or do you just send the boxes?
No, it's just brown boxes.
Okay. Do you up to anything?
When I was a kid and my family were leaving Dublin in 1999 to move to Waterford, the Nolan Transport van arrived outside. I thought, God, our family are cool. They have a van especially for my family moving. There's Nolan Transport, you know.
Oh, wow.
Okay, listen, let's try and get you both in the draw on, or one of you is in the draw on Friday to win this deadly holiday to Granada and sort someone today with the 6 month Now Entertainment membership. So basically, House of the Dragon Season 2 is all about this power struggle between the House of Black and the House of Green. This is totally a game of luck, no skill required. Trisha, this morning would you like to be from the House of Black or the House of Green?
House of Green.
House of Green.
House of Green is our
Trisha. Alright, you're House of Green, Trisha. That means Alan, you're House of Black.
Alright.
It's a spin the wheel job here. So whichever one it lands on gets in the draw for
here
Friday.
We go, lads.
Let's spin that wheel. Okay, it's slowing down. It's slowing down.
The House of Black.
Congratulations, Alan.
Happy days.
Sorry about
well
that.
Well done. Trish,
have a great day, Trish. See you
sorry
later.
About that.
Thanks for listening, Trish.
You don't say that nice. Sorry, Alan.
Just a little.
You're happy enough.
Alan, congratulations. The 6 month Now Entertainment membership is on the way to you, and you're in that draw to win a trip for two to Granada in Spain at the end of the week.
Fair play. Thanks very much.
Come on, Alan. Talk
get back
to, you later.
To work now.
I thought just later. Go on. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Are you his manager? Get back to work.
Ah, look, you know, I'm just looking out for him and his business.
Your chance to win that holiday to Spain, get in to win tomorrow, same time on the show. And that 6 month Now Entertainment membership as well.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I listened back yesterday because you were telling me that you had a chat with Jack Keating, who was on Love Island a few years ago.
Yeah.
On the podcast the other day when I was off.
Yes.
And I was dying to hear it because you got loads of juicy Love Island secrets.
There's some
from
really,
Jack.
Really juicy. Like, we've all heard Love Island secrets and things like that, but he actually gave us some that I genuinely hadn't heard before.
Oh, they were exclusive.
And, like, I specifically look up Love Island secrets.
It was very interesting just to hear, like, from somebody who has been on reality TV, like, and a big, big reality TV show. We had him on the intro of our podcast, Fully Charged, Recharged, because he's doing work experience. In our building.
Yeah, it was Friday's episode from June 14th, if you want to have a listen back. I loved every second. I had a blast on the way home from work yesterday. I thought it was so interesting. He obviously went on Love Island during kind of the COVID era.
So yeah, like, just the first like series post-COVID, I think.
He had to isolate for 2 weeks on his own. And this, what he said to you guys, made me want to go on Love Island. This whole 2 weeks of isolation in a villa on your own.
I know.
Oh my God.
So I did 2 weeks of isolation in Mallorca before I went into the villa.
Like in a hotel room?
I had a villa, which was lovely.
A whole villa to yourself?
Yeah, pool to myself, like two or three bedroom villa. Like, it was gorgeous.
I would in general though, even despite that now, because we've obviously moved on from those times, I'd want the 2 week villa to myself just to get my base and my tan done.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Well, that's what they do, I suppose. And they also
like
work
mentally
out.
Prepare for the... what you're about
but you're not allowed
into.
TV, you're not allowed your phone while you're isolating for that those 2 weeks. But he did have a chaperone, and the chaperone bought the PlayStation 5.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
You're not allowed your phone for the 2 weeks of ISO?
Nope. No. Why? TV either. Because you can't tell people you're on.
Yeah. Because he was going into Casa Amor,
yeah,
wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah, it was all a big secret.
That's interesting.
You don't know. You were not
plenty more secrets in the podcast.
Yeah, you're not supposed to know who else is going on.
Aisling, even after your chat with the Love Islander, would you be tempted to watch it?
No. I'll be tempted to chat to Jack again.
Yeah, Jack was nice.
But not to watch that. As I said, if you want to listen back, Fully Charged, Recharged. I found it very entertaining.
Are you watching it this year?
Ish,
yeah. I haven't at all, actually.
Random Saturday, if I'm bored, I'll throw it on and catch up on the 12 episodes I've missed so far.
Fair.
And flick through them.